I think we need to talk about James.
Is he in the room with us?
I think James is like...
James is the genuine number one fan.
He is the loveliest, gangliest super fan.
He is at both titles.
I think if anybody was ever likely to create a Wikipedia page...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be James.
Absolutely.
Documenting our things.
Now we've said it, I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
I mean, it may already be in the works. He might have just been saving that for, like, a treat for us. But, okay, I need to find these messages.
Yeah.
Because...
So, to remind the viewers, James, the lovely gangly James, submitted her rhyming words last week, which I've now completely forgotten what they were.
Elephant rhymes with irrelevant.
Elephant rhymes with irrelevant. Nope. Which we spent the whole of the last episode doing.
Yes.
Elephant rhymes with irrelevant. And... Yeah, asked us to basically go off on more tangents.
Yeah.
And said he prefers the bits where he don't actually talk about the rhymes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a message through the Instagram at BooBarTubaPod.
Not through the TikTok.
Not through the TikTok. I need to post some photos.
Yeah, I know you do. I was fully expecting it.
Yeah. That's on my to-do list. But yeah, got a message from James saying, loved episode 8, very irrelevant. Which, normally when you receive a message like that, you feel like, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not really hitting my target. But no, I think that's perfect.
I mean, A, that was what he asked for. B, that was one of the words.
Exactly. I mean, so perfect. Ticking all the boxes. Head. Yeah. I had another listen through the beginning of each of your first 8 episodes, excluding the tiny rhymes. That's possibly like a sub-Reddit sort of thing, maybe, to deal with. I'll let you get on with that, James. And looking at what point you get into each episode... And looking at what point you get in each episode...
You're reading it off of your phone and you're still messing it up.
And looking at what point you get in each episode, you get to rhyme time and congratulations... Episode.
You just can't talk today.
Any day?
Well, true.
Hey, I can't speak. What should I do with my extra time? I know. Co-host a podcast.
It's a great plan, really.
Yeah. So, yeah. Episode 8. Oh, congratulations. Episode 8 was the longest you have gone on before starting the episode proper. Also, enjoy some of the things you have discussed so far. And so when that message came through, I thought, what? That doesn't make sense. And then, wow. Yes. This message, we had a little sort of review of the first...
This is like a teaser of the Wikipedia page.
It is. This is what's to come. Yeah. I love this. We said episode 1. 6 minutes out of 26 minutes of the whole episode. Talked about the first episode, nerves, concept of the pod, Nathan's trip to the USA, and some coffee.
Which, I'll be honest, I'd forgotten.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good little sort of...
I went to the States, apparently.
You did. I remember talking about your little tiny person next to a massive car.
It's not like a bullet bow, it's just my man.
I have a little tiny person. Yeah. Episode 2... We only did 5 minutes out of a total of 35 minutes before we...
It's because it was Trumpet and Crumpet. And we
Trumpet and Crumpet. Trumpet and Crumpet. We did nail Trumpet
we did,
and Crumpet.
I would like to point out that, especially for the early episodes, we record about half an hour before we get to rhyme time.
Yeah.
It's just the 25 minutes of that was nonsense.
Nonsense or crying or both or even more.
Or just not being able to speak.
Beyond nonsense.
Ooh. That's like... That could be a segment. That I don't know could what would be in segment. It, but that's a good segment title.
I think we might leave that to James to decide. Yeah. He seems to be full of the right ideas.
So,
the episode 2 recap was running through fields of animals, you being verbally abused, and a caretaker called Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should get James in to consult on season 2.
Yeah, I think so.
To, like, proper nail things down season 2. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Episode 3 was a long one, 42 minutes, but we had 11 and a half minutes of irrelevant at the start.
What episode?
Episode 3.
What was episode 3?
I don't know, but the irrelevant chit-chat before. Maybe?
Say slash play rhymes of night?
Possibly. But we had a deep dive into the lyrics of Barbie Girl and how to count.
How to count?
I don't remember that at all.
I'm going to have to look up what episode 3 was now.
I just, in my memory, although this isn't... an accurate memory, I'm making it up. It's just kind of me going, well, I think it's 1 first. And you're going, yeah, maybe. Is it 2 then next? Oh, no, 3 after that. And then 4. And just that for like 11 and a half minutes.
I don't remember that at all. It was slay slash slay, right?
Slay slash slay.
It's really hard to say.
It is.
That rhymes.
Episode 4.
Pope rhymes with oscilloscope.
There we go, that's the one.
New Year's special.
We had just over a third of the episode was the chat beforehand. Ooh. 10.5 minutes out of 30.
Nice.
And we talked about next Monday and New Year's resolutions.
Oh, that was when we got really confused with timing and everything.
Yeah, because
it was 2023. Yeah. It was like November, but we were saying it was just January 2024.
Yeah, it was confusing.
The Christmas one, we spoke a lot about time as well, because we did the whole
time
Christmas
becomes
carol thing.
Yeah.
We were in the past, present and future simultaneously.
Yeah. So yeah,
I feel like episode five probably was quite a lot of irrelevant stuff.
What was episode five?
Harry Styles rhymes with British.
Oh, yeah, no, we had to really sort of pull out the irrelevant stuff there. 11 and a half minutes out of 34, so that's yeah, quite again. A chunk. State of the UK in the last 10 years.
Did we talk about that?
I think that was that, like, the whole sort of the season finale was the Olympic year and things like that. Yeah. Posh Horse, he can make a reappearance in another episode.
That was you when we were doing Sleigh Ride, and you did the nay at the end.
That was the one. Yep, there's his reappearance. It'll be more of an appearance. I think we may have to find Posh Horse rhymes with.
I think that's a soundboard thing. Your posh nay.
Posh nay. Nay.
Nay.
Nay. My good man.
No, cha cha real smooth.
Yes. Did we record the whole cha-cha thing, or is that now irrelevant? I don't remember. We'll find out in the edit.
I think we did record it.
That's good. Hopefully.
I'm sure we did.
I think we did.
We'll find out.
And then there'll be this little moment of confusion to look forward to.
Once they're not moments of confusion.
That's true. we also talked about
in
that episode.
Text Holly back because she's calling me. Oh. Holly, when you're listening to this in 2 weeks' time, that's why I hung up.
We also talked about light jazz. And I lost the ability to speak at this point as well, which...
Oh, the goose honking. I said someone honking on a saxophone, and I said that's because you keep hiring geese to play the saxophone.
Yeah. There we go. Episode 6. What was episode 6? That's quite a recent one now. That must be one of the New Year ones.
I've got an email. Timpani Wums with Lipney.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that was not a very relevant episode.
I would say that was quite irrelevant. We had 12 out of 33 minutes of that.
Nice,
which is pretty good.
We're averaging about a third at the moment.
We are. I think it's a good sort of base.
I'd guess a third.
Third,
probably
for each.
A third is administrative functions.
Yeah, I think that's technically 2 minutes at the start of this point was reading out the form responses and talking about rhyming words.
Because Meg, we assume Meg.
We think Meg. Yes.
Very
weird. Yeah. Otherwise, chatted about the success of getting 50 listens per episode and how AI Paul and Nathan look like Nick Robinson and Hugh Grant.
Yes, that was our 250 milestone.
It was.
Hit it over the Christmas break.
Yes,
so that was our first recording back after Christmas.
Yep. Episode 7, what was that one?
That's Four Rounds of Pork Pie.
That was literally, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was Kazoo solo at Ronnie Scott's.
Yes.
McDonald's going to London, busy trains and Paul's quest for sushi. But
so it was me telling a lot of stories and then you on a quest for sushi.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
That's cool. And that was 12 and a half minutes out of 44. With the episodes were getting sort of...
Long episode.
Yeah. That was less than a third, that one, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's maths.
That's life.
If
that is another to add to the playlist.
Yes, we need to make that. Maybe James will make a playlist.
Yes, James... Your goal, your mission, is to find all the songs that I randomly sing half a line of and make a playlist.
Yes. We'll make you some lovely playlist art, like inspired from our... In fact, James did actually send a message through fairly recently as well, saying that we need to do like a post, probably at the end of the series, of just all of our episode art as like a one, like a big carousel thing.
I like that.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then last week, 8, which was Irrelevant Elephant.
Yep.
14 out of 38 minutes, which
is
our record.
Broke my chair. That's over a third.
That's over a third.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who does maths? Hands up. Nathan's hand.
It's not up.
No, because you're not doing maths very well. In the room now. I'm sure your degree is going absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, last week we talked about playing with the soundboard, Nathan's mug, and general messing around. So, I mean, listeners, lovely and gangly, that is the bar to try and
meet. And do you know what? James has went on his way to earning himself a Boo Bell Rum to a Tuba mug.
I feel like merch
only for the dedicated listeners.
Yeah, merch is coming James's way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel we need to get James a t-shirt or something.
Throw stuff at him.
We've got 50 novelty pencils.
You want all those t-shirt cannons.
James! James, you dropped your bassoon. Yeah, I think that's cool.
That's cool. I think we've got our intro. What I was going to say is I think we've got our tiny moment.
I thought this might just make main episode.
That
bit won't.
I don't think this...
Who needs a soundboard when you've got every sound in the room being picked up? There's so much of that noise coming through. Oh, that sounded so good. I kind of get ASMR now. I feel we've been taking
just
the...
Just from that. I kind of get it.
That we've been taking the mick out of ASMR for quite a large amount of this. But actually, that was really nice. I want to close that and do it again.
You can't.
I know, this will be good.
Just run to Spa and buy like 10 cans of Coke.
I know, what I need to do, rather than now just be like fixated on...
Sorry, they were up really high and it was annoying me.
Rather than being fixated on how much I now like ASMR, I'm just going to quickly ruin that.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, that was awful. Moving on. Oh, my arms are not the same height.
Yes, we never actually explained what the horrible noises were.
Oh, yeah.
We're adjusting the arms of the chairs.
Aggressively.
Yeah. I really hate when podcasts do... They record it, like...
And then release it and people listen. It's just the worst.
When they, like, video it. And, like, we videoed one of our episodes.
We did.
But we acted as if the camera wasn't there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, there are some podcasts, and I never watch podcasts on YouTube or anything. I always just listen to them on Spotify because it's, like, as I'm walking in or whatever.
Yeah.
And when there's a whole, like, 5-10 minute segment that's meant to be seen, and they don't explain it.
Yeah, that is weird.
It annoys me. What are you confused about now?
We've got this mic.
Yeah. Oh, there is a second mic.
Well, that's because that
channel,
one.
That is that.
It's that one over there.
But that's this one.
No, it's not. Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah, that's that one. But what is this? Okay, I've muted that. That doesn't seem to have made any difference.
No,
but I just feel that maybe it's done something.
It's not your computer audio, is it?
Shouldn't be.
But does not... Does that not have to have an input of some kind on there?
Right, this is... We've done a lot. Jeez. Good grief. That's still recording, so I mean, whatever I've muted...
No, but I mean, like, if you know when you play it back on your computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't know why that would be making noise.
Let's do a test. Right.
Pause recording and do a test.
No, because I've changed the template... I can now.
We don't get a random episode play halfway through?
Well, hopefully. That's always the plan. So, hopefully, we will now, or very shortly, hear a gong. And it's going to happen now. Okay, so I've muted.
I was right.
Yeah, I've muted the effect. Cool.
That's when you need the cricket sound effect.
That is, yeah. Okay. Well, then, never mind. I don't need to keep that gong there. I can just remute that. So I think I think that sound was just us feeding back into that as like the monitor mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is... It's a little over the top. I feel that's probably then coming back into here as... So we've maybe double recorded ourselves. That might be part of the echo. We might have solved the echo.
Echo.
I nearly burped.
Why did you pull that? Like a frog when they're going...
Yes.
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 Indeed.
Yep. Good. So I think. I try not to
take too many chances. That's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. That might be tiny rhymy.
I think that should be tiny rhymy because how much have we recorded already?
18 minutes. Yeah. I think actually no. Maybe it should be a whole episode and just call it Dear James.
Dear James.
And it just be constant sort of noise. And then, you know how I like dropped the mic the other, like two episodes ago? And then just go, oh my goodness, today it's meant to be jam rhymes with ham. And then, and then that's it.
That's quite a good idea.
Yeah, 48 minutes out of 48 and a half minutes was irrelevant banter.
I'm just talking about James.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, my chair's making different noises now.
But I mean, Jesus isn't involved in the podcast. You don't need to talk to him.
That's a weird joke. He's always here.
He's always here. Our theme has changed.
It's like James.
Jesus? Are you there?
Oh, I thought I finished my tea.
He is here. He replenished your tea. He resealed my Coke.
Amazing.